Suicide is the third leading cause of death among college athletes, yet seeking help for mental health problems still carries a powerful stigma in the athletic community. Will Heininger is a former University of Michigan football player who suffered from depression. He says erasing that stigma and developing resources to address athletes' psychological concerns starts with university and athletic department leadership.
If you're an athletic director and you want to be successful and you want to have good programs that obviously that are going to, you know, help your bottom line, wouldn't you want the healthiest student athletes that you can have? Wouldn't you want the best mental health care providers and the best program in the country?
Guidelines developed by a task force led by the National Athletic Trainers Association outline ways athletic trainers, team physicians, coaches, and teammates can recognize the signs of psychological concerns and refer those dealing with mental health issues to the right resources. Syracuse University Assistant Director for Sports Medicine Tim Neal, who chairs the task force, says schools and their athletic programs need to act with urgency on the issue.
I'm of the opinion at times that our understanding and management of psychological concerns of student athletes is where we were with concussions 10 or 15 years ago. And 10 years from now, I don't want to be sitting in the same spot. We want to move it ahead and try to help these student athletes.
Neal says the task force also wants to spread the guidelines to the high school level, where many mental health issues can initially develop. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.